Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Has anyone ever won something from a carnival? Like something epic, huge stuffed animal in an epic moment. AB won something that's alive still. Apparently that's a thing. 314-531-9898. If you've ever won something from a carnival, what was it? AB, what carnival were you at this weekend?
I was at the Manchester Homecoming Festival, Carnival Fair, whatever it's called.
But Manchester Days.
Yeah. And I paid $5 to get 10 ping pong balls, and there were all these like small little fish bowls that had fish in them, actually. And you're throwing the ping pong balls at the bowls with fish in them. And like my second one made it in.
Shut up. The one with the bowls, I feel like that's like
one of the hardest.
Because like as soon as it hits, it's like bing, 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 all over the place.
I think I got really lucky because my friend also did it and she did not win a fish.
Yeah. No. First, who wins a fish? Can they hand out fish?
I know.
Goldfish in a bowl.
Goldfish.
Okay. Wow.
And it was funny because they had a little sign that, because you know, what if you play the game at the beginning of the night and you don't want to have to carry around your fish? So they have a sign up saying that we'll babysit it until you're ready to leave. And then you can collect your fish and leave.
Shut up.
So they were like babysitting a bunch of people's goldfish.
So what did you end up, do you have a fish at your house now? Do you have Nemo?
No, I knew. Where was I going to put this fish? Like, I don't have a tank. I don't have anything. And I'm not going to get one.
Do you need a tank?
It's currently living in a
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's probably messed up.
They just carry these fish in a bag everywhere. They set
and
up their
all
cartons.
The bags, none of them were clear water. They dyed all the water, so you were getting like a fish in like blue water or pink water. I was like, that cannot be safe for the fish.
Right.
But I didn't want to take it home, so I gave it to like a little 2-year-old.
Aww.
And he was very excited, and the parents were very excited,
too. The 2-year-old is a great candidate to own a pet.
Man, I hope Nemo is still alive.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they still did that.
I didn't either.
I never have won any of those carnival games. Only one time. Big carnival story, guys. High school, like freshman year, going into high school, there was a big carnival thing, and I won a big stuffed animal for a girl, took one shot at the basketball game, made it, and everyone was trying it, like losing all this money. I walked up, I was like, I'll win you a stuffed animal. Made this shot. I acted like I was Michael Jordan. I never shot it again. The rest, everyone was like, oh, you should do it again. Try to win another one. I'm like,
nah. You're like, no, it won't happen again.
No.
I only do it one time. She's special over here. I don't even remember who that girl was, guys. But won it freshman year, and I felt like I was the coolest dude on the planet. You never win those
that's
things.
That's like taken from a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, okay, so the Alton Expo down at the riverfront years ago, high school, I never won anything giant, but I got a third prize. They used to have, so the third prize, and this was for the ring toss, you could get like a mirror of your favorite band album.
Really?
What?
So yeah, it was like a little. They were like little compact mirrors of their favorite band out.
Yeah.
So I was doing the ring toss and I came in third or whatever. You know, the consolation prize. I got a Van Halen little mirror album.
It's funny how you still remember it.
Yeah. I remember it because I'm like, I had that in my, it's one of those items you take and you put it in your, you know, chest of drawers that, you know, when you open your chest of drawers, like, oh, there it is right there. You know,
Do you still have it?
I earned this. No, I think it got lost in one of the moves.
Man, you got to keep it. You earn a carnival game prize, you keep that thing.
Yeah. Well, it was during the time when Van Halen was going through different singers, so I don't know.
You don't know which version.
I don't know if it was Van Hagar or Van Halen.
314-531-9898. You've ever won one of those carnival games? What's your story? Usually just like I throw out my arm. We want to hear from you on Y98. AB won a freaking fish, guys. This is crazy. We are commercial free on the Brett Megas Show. I didn't even know they could still do that. I felt like PETA should have stepped in a long time ago. They're handing out fish at like carnival still, and AB played one of those I thought was impossible to win, like ring game and this is where carnival games, and she won a fish. She gave it to a 2-year-old who now has Nemo as a pet, and I'm sure he's prospering and doing very well.
Right.
Has anyone ever won anything at those carnival games? Anything epic, like huge stuffed animal? You didn't throw out your shoulder trying to impress a girl, like at those, like you knocked down those milk jugs. Like, you just feel like you're so close every time.
Yeah, right.
But they're rigged. 314-531-9898. Hannah, some good text messages.
You know, we've really tapped into a new audience today on the Brett Megas Show. We have tapped into, like, the Goldfish Owners Society.
Oh, really? No.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. One of them texted in and said, my friend won 2 fish 3 years ago. One of them is still alive. His name is Frederick.
Really? Way to go, Frederick.
3 years. Pretty damn impressive.
Sir. I think he's a Sir Frederick now. He's knighted
Sir
him.
Frederick. We got another text saying, we go to Manchester Days every single year, and my daughter always gets the goldfish.
Shut up.
Now, we have 5 from the last few years. We invested in a nicer tank once her first one lived over a year.
That is so funny.
Do you know, like, the gold gem you passed up on, Anna?
Apparently.
Okay, first off, no, it's no longer a gold gem. This girl's winning it every year. I thought you were like a diamond in the rough, girl.
Yeah, you made
girl.
Me seem so much less cool.
I know, she's like, oh yeah, my daughter wins that thing. And they had to get a bigger tank.
But they're invincible. You know how many fish I've gone through over the years that I thought I was taking pristine care of and live like 4 days?
Yeah, same.
What are these fish that special? Like, tainted water is like legit.
Yeah. Oh my God. Teresa, what did you guys win at one of those carnival games?
Okay, so we were in St. Charles, and there was a bottle ring toss game, which is the hardest game, I think, out there.
Oh, yeah.
So Paul was able to win it, and they're like, what do you want? And I was looking, and the only thing I wanted was this 2-foot-long stuffed wiener in a bun. And I nicknamed, and he had a face.
As in a hot dog?
Yes.
It was a hot dog.
And I want a clarification. It's like anatomy class.
So I nicknamed him Wiener Man, and I kept doing selfies with him about the entire carnival. It was so funny, and he's all over my Facebook page every year.
The fish that you
out
have,
Wiener Man. Yeah,
that is all over your Facebook page every year. What a legend. That's the next superhero, guys. Thank you
Wiener
so much.
Man?
Yeah, Wiener Man is going to be the next superhero. Jan, what did you win at a carnival?
So it was actually my brother.
Okay.
Whenever he was a kid, the school had a carnival and he won a goldfish. So we brought it home and, you know, bought a little bowl for it and everything. And this thing just kept growing and growing and growing. So my mom worked at a dental office. They had a fish tank. So she took it there, to live there. Again, kept growing, growing, growing to where it got too big for this tank.
Shut up.
So they ended up moving this goldfish to my grandfather's little pond in his backyard.
It's like a size of a dog.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously, this thing got so big. And unfortunately, a raccoon got into the pond and ate all the fish.
I thought this guy did grow to be Jaws. And then you ever see the movie Jaws?
Right, yeah.
On his third estate.
He lived like 7 years, a carnival goldfish.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Hilarious story, Jan. Thank you so much for the call. Kevin, is this a true story?
This is what Karen said.
No way. Okay, guys, you thought Gene's story was crazy about the goldfish that lived for 7 years? Karen won something at a carnival you guys will never believe. This can't be true. Find out what it is after Hozier in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. We are commercial free. I thought AB winning a fish was crazy, but this story is even crazier from Karen. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Has anyone ever won anything from a carnival, like some kind of epic stuffed animal? You won it in a cool fashion. Maybe your man won something on a date night. 314-531-9898. AB had won a fish.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that was crazy, and we found out that like some of these stories, these fish like never die. They get bigger and bigger.
These carnival fish, apparently.
But this is even crazier. Karen, tell everyone what you won at a carnival.
So it wasn't necessarily at a carnival, but at our high school after prom party, I won a car.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
So at carnivals, I did all the fish, I did all the mirrors, I did all those fun things back in the early 80s.
You're like some expert at this? Yeah. What do you mean I won all of this? What was the game, and why did they give out a car?
Yeah.
Well, at our after prom party, to keep the kids out of trouble, because, you know, high school kids tend to get into trouble, they had a carnival-style game where you got locked in at night. So if once you were there, you had to stay. If you left, you couldn't come back.
That's how they keep those kids safe. Right. Just lock them in.
That's what we had.
So we had games all night. We had food. We had snacks. We had small raffles. But at the end of the night, they kept saying, oh, we have this really big prize. You're going to want to stay. So they took everybody's name, put it in a big pile. And so about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, when I'm tired and ready to go home, they pull out a name, and they said my name. And I was just sitting there. I was shocked. And they were like, no, you won. And I said, well, what did I win? And they're like, it's a car.
Wow. What type of car was it?
So it was a used car. It was not brand new. But, you know, it got me through my high school and college years. So it was an early 80s Cutlass Supreme.
Wow. In my high school, man, you couldn't even get, like, free lunch. Bro, they're handing out cars at your school? Man, I want to go back to school just to go to that high school.
Yeah.
Impressive. And so you end up owning it for a couple of years, too, huh?
It did. It ran for a while, but I think by the end of my college years, it finally blew up. So.
Who cares? Like that?
Yeah, it made you through high school and college.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's way better than a fish.
Yeah.
Karen, thank you so much for the call. That was crazy. What a cool story. Mm,
supreme package, too.
Yeah,
she is really good at carnival games, guys.
No kidding.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
People are revolting and so mad at the Country Music Awards. I'll tell you why in just 3 minutes.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.